She sleeps, a pale girl in a white room. Nurses tend to her on a regular basis. Even though she's not in a hospital, she receives the best 24-hour care. The nurses are well paid, and not too much is asked of them, except that they turn the girl, wash her, ensure she's kept comfortable. Aside from that, the machines monitor the rest. Despite this, the turnover of staff is high. Most don't stay more than a few months before moving on. The usual assumption is that the work is not challenging enough. They need more variety, more stimulation. But that's not true. Miriam is the longest-serving staff member, here from the beginning. Before the beginning. Long enough to have formed an attachment to the girl. Perhaps that's why she has stayed, despite everything. It started a couple of years ago. That was the first time. She was downstairs making a cup of tea when she heard a single note played on a piano, not repeated. Could she have woken? Impossible. But then miracles did happen. She hurried up the stairs and into the girl's room. Everything looked as it always did. The sleeping girl slept. The machines whirred. All readings normal. She walked over to the piano. The keys were coated in dust. Nothing had disturbed them. She put it down to her imagination. A week later, it happened again. And again. Every few weeks, that single note would ring out from the girl's room. You never knew when it might happen, day or night. Some of the staff began to talk about ghosts, poltergeists, telekinesis. Miriam wouldn't hear of such nonsense. And yet, she couldn't summon up a better explanation. So she continued to do her job and tried not to think about it at all. Tonight, when the note rang out, she walked wearily to the girl's room. She checked the piano, the machines, and then she stood over the sleeping girl and stared at her white face, her mass of flaxen hair. Still just the same. She stroked her thin arm and let her hand drop to the bedsheets. She frowned. They felt gritty. But that wasn't right. They'd only just been changed. How could they be dirty? She ran her hand along the sheets, raised it, and rubbed her fingers together. Not dirt. Sand.